And it's like, even worse because Bill Cosby has the fucking smuggest old black man public persona that I hate.
Just get some TV. Pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s. I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom.
Yeah, it was rape women, Bill Cosby, so brings you down a couple notches.
And with that, I would like to welcome you to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. What the hell is that all about? I will get into that. That's basically the gist of what the program is about today. If you don't know what the program is, this is the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Browner, where we kind of talk about sports and we sort of talk about everything else. Now, I know we just ended up a gigantic sports weekend. We had college basketball opening up. We got college football ending. Huge win by Alabama. We've got the NBA. We've got hockey, but I don't really talk about hockey, so sorry, hockey fans. But those things are not on the program today. What I'm talking about today is the public destruction of an American icon. Now, the clip you just heard was basically Hannibal Buress telling people that Bill Cosby has rape allegations against him. And I had to search this out. But I was at work in a newsroom. I won't say which newsroom. I was at work in a newsroom when on CNN, it flashed across the screen that a woman was accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Now, when I saw this, I thought, well, who the fuck? Bill Cosby, who is that? And then my mind exploded. When I said, wait, Bill Cosby, Cliff Huxtable, who the fuck is this bitch? Because my initial reaction was to defend Bill Cosby. And I'll tell you why. When I grew up, there were a couple of things on television that I could relate to. When I was growing up, there were a couple of people on TV that looked like me. Those couple of things were athletes, because obviously professional sports, I grew up in the Michael Jordan era, and The Cosby Show. Now, those of you who are listening to this, you're probably old enough to know what The Cosby Show is, and if you're not old enough to know, it's rerun all the time. Sit down and get a life and watch it once or twice. It's actually a groundbreaking show. Bill Cosby was the first crossover African-American to appear on a, like crossover, I mean, when a black person appeared on a white program, Bill Cosby was on something called I Spy. He was the first person in primetime television to do this. Now, obviously, that's disputed and that's debated, rather, amongst people who want to really get into splitting hairs about certain situations. But Bill Cosby is widely regarded as the first African-American to break into primetime television with a show called I Spy, which obviously led to The Cosby Show. Now, Bill Cosby is an icon. Bill Cosby has been in the forefront of black America for more than 20 years. Bill Cosby is literally the black daddy of television. Now, I know some people say Uncle Phil, right? Because we all know Uncle Phil is from The Fresh Prince. So, Uncle Phil and Cliff Huxtable will battle it out in the battle royal for all-time black daddy on television. Now, me, I'm choosing Bill Cosby. Because without Bill Cosby, it wouldn't be Uncle Phil. You see what I'm saying? So, Bill Cosby originated that. Bill Cosby was the man. So when I hear Bill Cosby is now accused of raping over 13 women, I had to sit down and I had to start doing research. I had to sit down and at this point buckle my seatbelt for the ride I went on when I actually Googled Bill Cosby rape allegations. There's a lot of them. 13 of them, to be exact. Now, apparently Cosby had an MO. He would invite females back to his place, drug them with something he called herbal remedies. I don't know. And basically get them, what we would do, what this would be equivalent of today is taking a chick, giving her a Molly, and then letting things pop off how they pop off. That's the modern day translation of what basically Bill Cosby did to these 13 women. Now, some of them reported it to the police. Some of them didn't because it was Bill Cosby. You kind of know that where that's going to get you, which is basically nowhere, because we don't really take rape seriously in this country if it's done by a popular person. That's just a fact. That's not me making up my own rant. So, at this point, I had it with Bill Cosby, and not because of the rape allegations. My situation with Bill Cosby goes deeper than that, because Bill Cosby is the first person to down talk black men. Bill Cosby, black men in the hood, underprivileged black men. Bill Cosby is the first person to railroad any type of community upbuilding, uplifting, simply because of who he is. He's a college graduate and he wears it on his sleeve. He is a person who wants to portray himself as bigger than the next black man, when that black man is a lower class American. Now, even with these things, I often have a respect for a person who has done something. I separate their work from who the actual person is. I love R. Kelly's music, even though he peed on some underage girls. I love R. Kelly's music, even though he's a raging asshole narcissist. And that's okay with me. I could care less, because I'm not investing in the person Kanye West. I'm investing in the artist Kanye West, the music. I'm not investing in R. Kelly, the person. I'm investing in R. Kelly, the musician. I'm not investing my time in Bill Cosby, the person. I'm investing my time and my entertainment dollar or time, seconds, whatever, into Cliff Huxtable, the father. But when we start talking about these people becoming these characters, this is where you have to have a certain level of intelligence to separate the two. Now, if you have a particular opinion about what you think black people should do, or what you think people in general should do to raise themselves out of poverty, or to pull their pants up, as Bill Cosby once said, that's your own agenda. I don't really have a problem with that. You're not hurting anybody. You're simply speaking your mind. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's what this country is based on. People being able to speak their mind. But, when you start physically assaulting women, and not to beat them, because women can recover from a beating. Everybody can recover from a beating. People can recover from physical attacks. But when you rape a woman, obviously, I'm not speaking from personal experience. These are just accounts from women that I've spoken to in interviews I've seen and documentaries I've watched. There's something that is human, physically altering, soul-wise, emotion-wise, that is done to a person who is raped. Bill Cosby affected 13 women in that way. Bill Cosby took something from 13 women that they may be never able to regain. Dignity is very, very difficult to retain once you've lost it. Or get it back once you've lost it. Retain means to hold on to something. So when I hear that he's now done this, I'm out on you, Bill Cosby. I'm not out on Heathcliff Huxtable. I'm not out on the Cosby Show. I'm out on you, Bill Cosby, because you are a fucking fraud. Bill Cosby, I'm out on you, because instead of using your platform to help promote and to help raise young black men, not even young black men, but just young men going through the struggle of growing up poor or growing up impoverished, growing up in a situation where you need guidance, you need someone to look up to who is going to give you positive information and positive reinforcement to gain success like they did, you did not do that. You talked down to people. Instead of building people up, you stood with those who are talking down young minorities in this country about what they need to do, as opposed to understanding the plight of that person and helping them through their plight in your own way. You deflected hate on these people. You added to the stereotype that these people cannot recover, that these people cannot be something, that these people will never be more than what they are because they won't pull up their pants. Bill Cosby, you have now shown yourself to be a fraud. When asked, when he was in a radio interview, he was being interviewed. Bill Cosby was asked to address the allegations made at him, and this is what he did.
It gives me no pleasure, Mr. Cosby, but there have been serious allegations raised about you in recent days. You're shaking your head no. I'm in the news business. I have to ask the question. Do you have any response to those charges? Shaking your head no. There are people who love you who might like to hear from you about this. I want to give you the chance. All right. Camille and Bill Cosby, they have lent 62 pieces from their collection of African and African-American artists to create an exhibit called Conversations, African.
Now, did you not hear the man say, did you not hear him say, there are people who love you. They would like to hear you speak about these charges. Defend yourself. Defend yourself as easily as you talked down to the young black men about pulling up their pants, getting an education. How easily you were able to speak about that. How flip you were about down-talking young Americans who are struggling. How easy it was for you to speak on something of that nature. Something that half of that shit you know nothing about. And yet, here is something that you are personally being accused of with your wife. With your wife in the room. And you choose to say nothing. You didn't even say no comment. You shook your head. You're on a radio program. That was a radio program being played. You're on a radio program. And you choose to say nothing. Not even a no comment. You shake your head. You are fucking pitiful. If someone accused me of rape, if someone accused me of stealing something, I'm going to defend myself loud and proud. Unless I know I did it. And shit, knowing me, even if I did do it, I'd defend myself and say I didn't. Bill Cosby, you can't be fucking serious. There are 13 women accusing you of rape. 13! And your response is nothing? To shake your head? What kind of man are you? What kind of man are you? Maybe you should borrow from Cliff Huxtable. As opposed to Cliff Huxtable borrowing from Bill Cosby. Because Bill Cosby is a fucking fraud. Because Bill Cosby apparently is a goddamn rapist. Bill Cosby is a fucking rapist. Allegedly, because you guys know I don't want to get sued. But yes. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely amazing. All this came simply because Hannibal Buress told a joke. Because these women had accused him of this since 2006. He paid off all 13 of those women involved in that suit, settled out of court. All this blew up on him again because a comedian told a joke. Not even a really famous comedian. Just a comedian. Hannibal Buress is okay. He's minimally popular. I love Broad City. It's a hilarious show. But that turned into full-blown coverage on CNN. That's an international network. International means around the world, people. Into different nations. And he has no comment. Didn't even have no comment. He simply shook his head. Like a coward usually does. It's funny when people who attack women, when people who beat women are asked to explain themselves, they often cower away. They often show nothing near the toughness and resilience they did when they were committing these acts against these women. They often curl up like a bitch, which is what Bill Cosby did. Curled up like a bitch in front of his wife when asked to comment on these allegations. Now, obviously, if you're with your wife, there's a certain way you want to handle things. Now, if you're out with your lady and your side piece come up, clearly, that's a different situation. But if you've already been to court and paid the situation off, your wife knows about this. This isn't no secret. So you feel you free to speak up. If your side piece come off in the street, she come up to you with your girl, you gotta act like you don't know her. You gotta act like she's from the job. You gotta act like you bumped into her. Well, she's a friend of a friend of a friend. But when it's a rape allegation that's been public since 2006, and you're simply asked to defend yourself, you should probably defend yourself, because no one's going to defend you. You've been in the public eye as America's father, black and white, for 20 years. 20 years. And it turns out someone who was chastising underprivileged Americans should have been looking in the mirror, because he was being a hypocrite. Bill Cosby is a jerk and a rapist. Who fucking knew? I'm John Browner. You've been listening to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. As always, you can like the page on Facebook. You can email me at kindasortasportspodcast@gmail.com. And you can also look me up on iTunes under John Browner's Podcast. I will pop up. And if you really, really deep into the internet, you can go to Podomatic and you can look me up. Also, I'm in the top 100 of sports and recreation. So, until next time, as I always say, never, ever give up. Peace.
Reality hits you hard, bro.